I talk to Greg every once in a blue moon. That's my guy. I hope he has 3 catches for 3 yards this week. We get the win, and everybody stays healthy.
You know, he's on a struggling team right now. You think if he had that opportunity, he might have... I don't want to stop.
Oh, I'm not answering any of those questions about G. He made that decision, and he has to live with it. And, you know, we could have been 1-5, and they could have been 6-0. So, I mean, it don't matter. You're not really thinking about that through the whole process.
Where'd you watch the game from on Sunday?
I feel pretty good, so we'll see what happens.
Where did you watch the game from on Sunday?
I stand on the sideline for about a quarter. And I came in here, was doing some rehab and stuff and watched it on the TV.
What did you think of what Boink in there?
I loved it. I mean, we knew that was going to happen, though. I mean, Boink's a great player. I mean, he showed it in training camp. He showed it last year. I mean, I expected Boink to go out there. I told him before the game that, I mean, no offense to the guys that was guarding him, but I said, dude, be ready because you're going to have a big day. And he went out there. He made the most of his opportunities like we all have, and he made plays. I'm happy for him.
So what do you attribute to whoever steps up? In this case, Jared, whoever it's been. Is it positional coaching? Is it peer pressure? Is it the preparation of the individual players? It's been pretty consistent.
It's a little bit of everything. Coaching. I mean, we got some good players in that room. All of us are capable of making plays with the opportunities. And, you know, with that guy back there throwing the ball, he's gonna put the ball, you know, in the right spot and give you some opportunities to make some plays. And Jared Boykin and Miles, they'll have more opportunities this week, and hopefully they make the most of it and go out there and make some plays.
Is it going to be, because you had a fairly good friendship with Ray Jennings, to see him on that other side?
I'm probably going to make fun of him a little bit if he line up on my side. Probably talk some trash, which I ain't really a trash talker, but I'll probably make fun of him a little bit. You know, I ain't seen him in a minute in person, so I'll probably joke with him a little bit on the sideline, try to get in his head a little bit.
James, how much of your motivation to come back is just a chance to play in that dome one more time?
I'm working hard. You know, when it's right time, I'll be back. This week, next week, the week after that, I'll be back.
This will be the last game in the dome. Ever.
Dome. I mean, I don't care where we play. I'm just trying to get back on the field, so I don't care about their dome or in the cold. We play in the cold here, so it don't really matter.
I know you're dealing with an injury, but what are your thoughts on Jermichael Finley, what he's gone through these last games?
Oh man, I'm praying for him. A lot of players have went to see him. I went to see him as well, so he has a lot of support. Everybody's praying for him. Speedy recovery. I hope he does well. I'm going to go see him again today. But his spirits are high. He's in good shape, so, you know, that's a good thing.
Greg, today in his phone interview with all of us said basically, you know, I've called players and told them I was kidding with what I said. I wish he could take it back. Are you one of those guys that he said that to, that he was really just messing around?
Called me. Yeah. He did call me and say he was joking. But I mean, I don't. Those comments are old school, man. We're trying to win a ball game. Greg said what he said, and now we got to play.
He's hyped it up like a prize fighter, though. It makes it a little more interesting.
I mean, everybody has to hit the field at one point. We got to play. You know, you can't really control what anybody else says. But you know, that's on G. And hey. I'm just here to play some football, get my knee healthy, and be out there to hopefully make some plays.
You a couple more predictions.
Huh?
You didn't believe them, right?
What? Believe what?
That it was just joking.
I don't know what to believe, man. You know what I'm saying? The media going to twist up whatever you want to twist up, and the media. So, I mean, G knows. G understands that you got to watch what you say to the media, man. It's truth in a lot of that, and it's not truth in a lot of that. So, you know, it is what it is.
Your injury and the other injuries going on, I mean, do you have to be cautious at all for your own self to not rush back knowing that the team's short?
I mean, you definitely want to, when you come back, you want to make sure that you're at your best, you're at 100%. You don't want to re-aggravate an injury and, you know, now you're out longer. So, yeah, I mean, you want to come back at the right time when you feel healthy.